before we move on to the nut, I would just like to remind everyone why we're here today. I've been allocated just a few minutes to give an introduction. And the reason for us being here today is not just for today's Jalsa of Khatme Bukhari, but the students who are graduating, their graduation is a continuation of a legacy Maulana Abdul Mannan Sahib Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say a poem, and our Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to enjoy saying this poem a lot. Baytul Habibi Dhatul Jamali Nani Naroli Fi Kulli Hali. There's a mention of a village in this poem. It's an Arabic poem. The village that is mentioned is a small village in India, in Surat and Gujarat. And you'd be surprised to hear and somewhat baffled as to what I'm saying. But these students who are graduating today is a continuation of a journey that began from Nani Naroli. Two brothers were born in a small village which was unknown. And one became the Qutb of Africa, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahim Sahib Mutala Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And one became the Qutb of Europe, America, and Canada, our Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Mutala Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Allah Ta'ala elevate Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's ranks. This is the first time we're gathering here since Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's departure. And normally, Hazrat would be sitting here, and sometimes Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahim Sahib Mutala Rahmatullah Ali used to be sitting here on the stage. And sometimes the great Muhaddith, Muhaddithul Asr, Sheikh Yunus Jaunpuri Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi would be seated here. And sometimes Peer Talha Sahib would be sitting here. And sometimes Hazrat Maulana Hashim Sahib Madda Dhilluhul Ali would be sitting here. This journey began from Nani Naroli, and who would have imagined two young boys grow up in a village in India and they enlighten the whole world. The whole world is enlightened, not just the whole of England. That light is a continuation from there. That light went to Africa and Zambia. That light then came to England. And it is spreading and it will continue spreading. As Hazrat Maulana Abdurrahim Sahib Mutala Rahmatullahi Alayhi has mentioned in his Abiti and his own halat in Hazrat Shaykh Urunke Khulafai Kiram, میں اکیلا ہی چلا تھا جانب منزل میں اکیلا ہی چلا تھا جانب منزل مگر لوگ آتے گئے کارواں بنتا گیا. These two brothers, they began their journey alone. One was sent to the jungle of Africa and one was sent to England. Two individuals alone. میں اکیلا ہی چلا تھا جانب منزل مگر. I was alone, I was walking alone, and they walked alone for many years. And people continued joining, and the caravan and the group and the numbers continued increasing. And this is part of that caravan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to follow in their footsteps. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not allow us to forget them, because we are only here today because of their effort. And as Hazrat Maulana Abdurrahim Sahib Mutala Rahmatullahi Alayhi also mentions, that when these elders leave, they say, Mithle Shabnam Aye Sair Gulista Kar Chale, Mithle Shabnam Aye Sair Gulista Kar Chale, Khush Raho Ahle Chaman, ہم تو اپنے گھر چلے. They came like the dew that comes in the mornings and it nourishes the grass and the lands, and then they leave, and when they leave they say to us, خوش رہو. They make dua for us. They make dua for us. خوش رہو اہل چمن. اب حضرت رحمت اللہ علیہ and all the other elders that I just mentioned who would have been here, they would have been seated here. We cannot forget those days. But alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has enabled us to come here today, sitting in this masjid. The foundation of this masjid was laid in 2015, and alhamdulillah, our Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi came on a similar day in a Bukhari Jalsa, and exactly here on the right, to my right, laid the foundation and made dua facing the Qibla in 2015 Bukhari Jalsa. And they and their legacy will continue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the rank of the shuhada, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your coming here, our coming here. And as it is the first Jalsa, I have been requested to say a few words of appreciation to everyone up and down the country and globally who are listening, in Portugal, in France, in Italy, in Canada, in America, all around the world and up and down the country. How many cities and how many names can we mention? There wasn't a single town, there wasn't a single city that did not, alhamdulillah, play their part in the construction of this masjid, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala accepted all of the areas, all the masajid, all the ulama, mashallah. Leicester, Nottingham, Preston, Blackburn, Bolton, Manchester, all the way to Scotland and Cardiff and small villages. Alhamdulillah, the list is endless. Your reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullah for your kind donations, your support. When our representatives would come to you, you would feed them, you would look after them, you would take them for mulaqat, you would donate, you would give them a place to sleep, you would help them, you would assist them, you would encourage people, you would collect donations for Madinatul Ulum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all. We cannot thank you. We thank you on behalf of Madinatul Ulum, on behalf of Darul Ulum, on behalf of our elders, And a special thanks to all the brothers who donated, all the sisters who donated. Jazakumullah to all of you. May every penny that you gave for Madinatul Ulum and every effort that you made, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you a place in Jannat in return. And special Jazakumullah and thanks to our steering committee of Madinatul Ulum, which was appointed by Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh to overlook the completion of this project. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them for their efforts and continued support. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and grant everyone ikhlas and istiqamat. Jazakumullah. And now call upon